he stepped his game up big time. And then here's another aspect of it. You know, Quan is a guy whose leadership and energy, he's still around. He made the trip. I saw him out there. Kendrick Bourne's a guy that hangs out with Quan Alexander a lot. And you know who's picked up his game a lot in the last month? Is Kendrick Bourne scoring these touchdowns. So there is that lingering effect that you want to have out of a veteran leader rather than just on the field.
Cam, you know, I'm thinking of Kyle Shanahan, and we knew a couple years ago, you know, the 49ers as an organization, which clearly meant Kyle Shanahan, had some interest in Kirk Cousins, and then they went ahead and traded for Jimmy Garoppolo. Do you think Jimmy Garoppolo has exceeded Kyle Shanahan's expectations for what he could do at quarterback?
Do I think if Kyle Shanahan thought Jimmy Garoppolo would win 17 of his first 20 starts for him, I think that he exceeded everybody's expectations.
I guess what I'm saying is, do you think Kyle Shanahan needed some convincing?
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, they like to say it only took them a couple games into that 2017 season, maybe three games, to see that Jimmy had the caliber of play that they wanted. But I think just the way, you know, he's learned the offense over the last year and a half, Matt, and then how he's excelled the last month, really, he just seems really dialed in. And I come out in New Orleans with a couple of those play calls where he was dialing up and threading tight passes to Emmanuel Sanders to get things going. And he was entrusted that game to win the game with his arm. And he did. But, you know, he also showed mobility with that 3rd-and-2 pickup on that last drive. That was huge. But the whole overall demeanor, you know, the success didn't go to Jimmy's head. The contract, you worry about it anytime a guy gets that much money, but that's quarterback money. And he's proving worth it so far.
Cam, when you look at the game with the Ravens, what happened in New Orleans, the Patriots, from what I want to say, taking a step back offensively, and I know you're not a homer, but this is just how I feel, and you tell me if I'm off my rocker here. I honestly feel like I could see the 49ers win the Super Bowl. What do you say to that statement?
Of course. I mean, it's a legitimate take. I mean, nobody else is running away with this. It's just, it's all going to matter of how hot you are, how many injuries catch up to you, what breaks go your ways. Hopefully there's no NFL officiating blunder that results in a rule change the next year, because that stopped the 49ers from getting to Miami. But, I mean, of course, I mean, the way they're playing right now, everybody's the first 2 months of the season saw how great the defense is. Last month you've seen what the offense can do, and these next few weeks are still critical before we get into the playoffs.
You know, Cam, talking about the Super Bowl, I feel like in order for the Niners to make it, obviously they got to beat Seattle in Week 17 and beat the Rams and the Falcons to take care of business. But it's starting to feel like, you know, after watching the first half of the season of the defense basically carrying the team, now we're getting to the stage where it looks like Jimmy Garoppolo and company have to carry this team to success. And you know what? For the first time in a long time, I think we feel like out here in the Bay Area that they do have an offense, the 49ers, that is, that can carry this team to a championship if need be.
Right. I mean, because you saw George Kittle came through as he did in the clutch, like you would expect. That's how the season started, figuring Kittle was going to be the guy. But then with Emmanuel Sanders coming in and really helping develop Deebo Samuel and Kendrick Bourne, then you got the receiving game click. And you look at the running game, and it's not just one guy. It's who gets hot. And Raheem Mostert's averaging 6 yards a carry. He got over 600 yards rushing, I believe. Breida's having another decent year, but he isn't being used as a full-time guy. And then Tevin Coleman, who starts the season as the starter, he's in reserve almost. And then so you know you have the offensive parts now, all right? I think – everybody's picked apart the depth chart all year, whether they have enough tools. They do on offense. The defense came through. And then I overlooked in all this is the special teams, because it wasn't going so well these first couple months, right? And then the game's on the line for Robbie Gould. And I'm sure a lot of 49er fans are like, oh, boy, if he misses this one, I'm done with the guy. Well, he didn't. I mean, they got close enough where he nailed it. He nailed an earlier one. And so I think that's going to give them a lot of confidence boost, too. I mean, you need all three facets working, and they got it going.
Cam, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Okay, guys.
Wait, no. Cam, how was the trip, man? You got to tell us how the trip to Florida was, man.
Oh, Florida, Baltimore, New Orleans. What do you want to hear most about? What's the best part?
The Niner takeover in New Orleans.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well, we get in Friday, and there was a lot of fans, obviously. And then Saturday, it just seemed to multiply by 10. And then you go to the game, and there's a lot of, you know, a lot of red in the crowd. And as we're trying to get out of the press box, I'm looking out. You know, this is about 15, 20 minutes after the game. Maybe not that long, maybe 15 minutes. And there's thousands of 49er fans still partying in the seats as the dome is empty. And there's no players out there. It was amazing. And I ran into a lot of 49er fans. Everybody was super hyped. They were on pretty good behavior for New Orleans, mind you, on a three-day weekend. And the flights back at that airport, you know, yesterday in New Orleans, everybody had a lot of happy faces, not a lot of hangover faces. Everybody was cool with everything, and they got the most out of their weekend. So the Seattle trip at the end of December is going to be amazing, because that place is – that, to me, used to be the best venue in the NFL for a game, because it's outdoors. The Superdome's a whole different venue because of the indoor. It's dark. It's loud. Seattle's the opposite. It's outdoor. It's loud. But and the energy of the Seahawks fan is just as much as the Saints. So the Niner fans are going to have to bring it up there, too.
Anything else?
That's it. That's okay. All I have, Steiner. I love Cam's adventures. I love his adventures.
Well, you know,
I
love on Cam. IG. As long as we're on, on it, how is the craft beer scene in each of those three cities? Because I know you like your craft beer.
Now you're in the wheelhouse. I was going to say Green Bay. We weren't there. Baltimore was okay. Nothing too sensational. Florida, we found a couple of them. The actual hotel bar was one of those where you can go up and serve yourself out of the different taps to try a bunch.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't really a good one that I liked in Florida. Although, I think Motor Works Brewing, that was pretty good. That was in Bradenton. I only had one from there, but it was pretty good. And then we got to New Orleans, and there was one called Urban, or Second, I forgot what it was. Maybe I had too many of them. It was pretty good.
But, no Abitas?
Yeah. Oh, I had an Abitas, but Abitas has been around forever.
Yeah, I know.
Right. Because Abita has like a nice IPA. It's called the Big Easy IPA, and that's all right. You can probably get it out here because Abita is a big producer, and that was all right. But there were a couple good ones. Mayoko's a big in it too, so we had one or two at a couple stops. So it was good.
Sounds good. All right, Cam. This one's it for sure. Guys. Catch you later.
See you Sunday.
All right, Cam Inman, Bay Area News Group.
Can't live my life, man.
Yeah.
He be living.
Yeah. By the way, something kind of came across while Cam was talking, and it once again got me thinking about how you guys, while I love you, you don't give Steinmetz a lot of thought.
Okay. Can you explain?
Yeah, I'll tell you why. I saw a headline and it said Vince Carter is on the verge of playing his 1,500th game, 1,500 games. And it said he'll be the fifth player to do that. And I thought, well, okay, let me think about the other four. Because I love that stuff.
Okay.
But that's the stuff you need to see and then ask
I'm
me.
I'm with Kyle. We're working on it.
Yeah, you're working on it.
Diva
I don't even know where that came from.
Diva tendency.
So again, here we go.
We're working on
let
his,
me ask you guys
beard.
The yeah. question,
kind
even though
deal.
I'm the guy who likes the trivia questions. Who are the other four who have played 1,500 NBA games?
Lou Alcindor.
Kareem.
All right. Looking good. I'll let you take the next one.
No, you're done.
I'm going to go Kevin Willis.
Incorrect.
Wow.
Bonta.
I would go.
Why would I say Willis on the second
He played a lot. I bet he had a lot.
Will Chamberlain.
Incorrect.
No.
You got to get one.
One guy just retired.
Oh, Dirk Nowitzki.
Correct.
Damn, Dirk. Magic?
Robert Parrish.
I was going to say Robert Parrish, but I wasn't 100%.
Of course, we have a way to prove that. Right.
And the last one, John Stockton.
Karl Malone's not on that list?
No.
That it?
Wow.
Stockton. And Malone never got hurt.
No, neither did Stockton. Let's go to Arturo. Arturo's in San Francisco. He wants to talk a little Jimmy G. What's going on, Arturo?
Too, baby. Come on.
How are you doing?
Doing well. How are you, Arturo?
I'm doing fine. I mean, I think for the most part, he is doing great, everything that we expect from him. I understand that, you know, he's coming off an injury. And, you know, anytime somebody comes off an injury, you have to baby it. I mean, he did it to kind of himself in a way, the way he did it when he did it. I mean, it wasn't like a whole bunch of players fell on him and stuff. So I think in the back of his mind, he has to be really careful on, I mean, on, he wants to definitely finish off this season with a championship Super Bowl ring. I have no doubt about that. But I don't know, like, I'm not behind the lockers behind all this. Are they telling him don't run the ball that much and hurt yourself at this point? Play your game as smart as you can. But now, when I was there in Seattle, right, I didn't think that, you know, the time that he had, I didn't think he was going to bring us back. I said, you know what, he's not a Joe Montana. And, you know, he proved me wrong. You know, he proved me like, you know what, but now can I compare him to Joe Montana? Joe Montana right. probably just scored a touchdown.
True. Yeah, I mean, I think it sounds to me like, Arturo, you're kind of with me. I mean, it's hard not to be impressed with the season he's had. But look, there are bridges to cross.
I mean, he's come back in a lot of football games, man.
No doubt. Like,
he's coming back in games. He's all waited for the shootout against Drew Brees in the Superdome in that environment. And he thrives and throws for 349. I mean,
I got the best analogy. Go ahead.
Like, I wrote down a player, James Harden.
Love him. One of the best scorers I've ever seen.
Everybody says he's terrible in the playoffs. Can't get it done in the playoffs.
Well, James Harden plays in a style where
they had the Warriors down 3-2. I'll leave that there.
Okay.
All right. And if KD didn't come to Golden State, he might have two rings. But this is my Jimmy G.
The Yankees had the Red Sox.
The whole conversation. You're right. This is the best analogy. It's like a new R&B artist drops an album. And you love it. It's great. But you can't say they're one of the greats like Prince or Michael Jackson because they've only done it once. I love it.
Kind of like, it's kind of like, I've been in the media business for a really long time.
I'm a geek.
You just got here. You've had one good freaking year, and people are saying you're better than me. It's kind of like that.
No, we're not saying that about Garoppolo because he can never be better than Montana.
Who says that anyway? Delvin Louise.
Stiney, you know what? That was good. You know what I'm talking about, Stiney. It's worse.
Of course.
I guess what I'm saying, all this is people's opinions. Jimmy's not thinking it. That's the best part. And if he was mentally weak, Bonte, or fragile, you know, upstairs, that stuff would affect him. Go out and be number 10. You're good looking. You got the world in your hands right now. Don't listen to the jackals like us and talk radio because this is what you'll hear. And that's why I took offense to Stiney when he goes, nobody's going to want to come to Golden State. If they're signing that check, put on that you, and we'll all see. You can do is be you.
Speaking of Golden State,
That's one I got to see.
Long road trip. Oof.
That's one I got to see.
Yeah,
Golden State. You guys watched that game last night?
It was their first game after a long road trip. He liked that.
It was built up as, hey, let's see the Warriors start a winning streak.
Yeah, I mean,
Pascal had his shot.
Lemon booty.
Did you like? How was D'Angelo Russell last night? Where are we with D'Angelo Russell? We're loving that three
in
guard.
In the right scenario.
That three guard projection, right?
Can't wait to
we're
see
going
it.
To the, we're going back to the chip. Right?
I think they're going to hold on to him to see that.
No, manifest. You know what? I think that may be a mistake.
But how can you judge something before you see it?
You don't need
to taste something before you say it's not good?
No.
Hey, Goo, he may be like Kirk Cousins where he doesn't make people around him better.
It's a texture thing.
I don't like that assessment.
You don't like
he
that
doesn't make people. That's not his job.
What you mean? He's the point
his
guard.
His job, when he goes to the gym and works on his craft, he can't work on everybody's craft. He can only work on his craft.
So his job is only to score? And he doesn't even do that officially, man. It is.
Did he make an all-star appearance last year?
Yeah, because somebody got hurt.
Injury substitution.
You know, was he at the game with the uniform?
Hey, Guru, you know Mo Williams made an all-star team because if he was an injury replacement?
Didn't know that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I think you guys are being hard, man. If your thing is he doesn't make anybody better, well, who can make this team better?
I just don't think he's that good.
Steph wasn't making him better for the short snap line he was in there.
Don't compare Steph Curry to D'Angelo.
It's a fuddy duddy.
I would never do that.
Please.
Yeah, I would never do that. I'm just telling you, that's a big thing to do, ask somebody to make these youngsters better.
6-22 last night. He did not want that Ja Morant smoke.
Ja Morant, wow.
He did not want that chat last night.
I don't know about D'Angelo Russell.
I don't know either, man. Oh, no.
I mean, if you're saying,
I don't know, man.
Warriors are looking forward to coming back next year with Curry, Russell, Clay, and Draymond.
And Looney.
That's not it. That's.
Huh?
I don't think that will get it done.
That's a championship core?
You're forgetting the number one pick or the top five pick?
No, they're going to win. They're going to start winning some games. Oh, yeah. By the
they
way,
they played by Memphis the way, last can night.
I, y'all can all I, bet on Memphis. By the way, I mean, on the Warriors.
Did you see Curry's tweet?
No.
This fire. He put out a new shoe, I guess, because he's been playing great. It's the emoji.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
This fire is for you, meaning the fans. Missing Dub Nation on the floor for real, patiently waiting. Curry's coming back this year.
What?
Yeah. Curry's definitely coming back
this
year. No doubt.
What?
For what, 10 games and then shut him down?
I don't know.
About 30.
I mean, that's the other thing, because the lottery, there's no, if the Warriors are definitely going to be one of the bottom three teams, there's no incentive for him not to come back. Because if they finish with a third worst record, they still have the same chance as the first or second worst.
The game he got hurt, they were down 30. So if he comes back.
Was it that close?
If he could, that's nice.
That game was an embarrassment.
Phoenix Suns game?
Why are you guys doing this? My whole point is they could trade for somebody already established in the league.
They're going to get Giannis for D'Angelo Russell.
No.
Oh my God.
Every time I watch Giannis, though, dude, I do picture dude, him.
I do kind of picture him in a blue.
Right, like, there's one place he's going.
I got to tell you, that pisses me off to no end. I don't know why.
Part of it, though.
I don't know why, but
it just does. If Giannis this off-season says, I'm at it, I'm not resigning.
Why would he say that? They've won like 15 in a row right now. They're the best team in the East.
Probably not happening.
You think they're good enough to win it all? No.
Yes.
They're not going to beat the Clippers or the Lakers.
They just beat the Clippers by 40.
Regular season.
Okay. Hello.
Okay. Well, then it sounds like you think Jimmy Garoppolo can't get, you know, hey, we'll see about Jimmy Garoppolo too, won't
regular
we?
Regular season,
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, I'm just.
We'll see about Jimmy.
There's a lot of tin jerseys around San Francisco.
And the Warriors
got to
win.
And I understand why.
Warriors got to win tomorrow. Knicks.
Oh, my Lord. If they lose to the Knicks. Mike Miller on the
chalk
bench.
Chalk it up.
But when they lost to Charlotte at Charlotte, that I watched the whole game.
I can't believe people came into the studio yesterday. Uh-oh. I'm not going to name names.
Uh-oh.
But we're actually saying, yeah, I'm betting on the Warriors today. I'm betting on the Warriors. And I say, really? I tried to talk somebody off the ledge.
I told Mo, take the under, 220.
Well, yeah, also told him to take the Warriors.
No, I didn't.
Come at me, bro.
All right.
People don't like when you laugh.
When who laughs?
People, you know. In our new world, when you laugh, it's a sign.
What?
That
that's actually
you're
not
working hard. And
people we work hard every day.
That's why when I worked in corporate, my secret was, what's wrong? Everything. Because when you're happiness, that's when they stab you in the back.
When you took last Friday off and we.
I didn't take it off. I had an issue.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. My bad.
Wow. Go ahead.
See, we can joke about everything. When you weren't here last Friday and we took all the calls to honor Salty, one of the things that was a common thread was one of the reasons people like us just a little, because we don't want to take it for granted, is because they do think we have fun. That we
with me or without me?
Both.
Oh. Both.
Mostly with you. Mostly with you. I'm not going to lie.
I'm a little insecure.
I'm not going to lie.
You always do. You do that all the time.
I was fine a little bit.
Yeah, you
I was day drinking.
On the call. You guys are having a lot of fun over there. Where you can't have fun without the old goop.
Yeah, stop.
Man.
So.
Doobie Gloob?
I was a little hurt they didn't have a replacement for me.
You don't want a replacement.
You don't.
Yeah. I'm Joe Montana.
What they're saying is, what's the sense of bringing somebody in here and put them in that bad spot of having to, you know.
Well, you're irreplaceable, man. Yeah. Just like Steidy. Yeah, now, when I take a day off, they're going to bring in, they're going to have a who's who.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, it's going to be like, damn, Vontae Hill.
All right, here's what's coming up on 95.7 The Game, brought to you by Canon Megatank Printers. We're going to get back to Jimmy Garoppolo, 888-957-9570. Where are you on Jimmy Garoppolo? Are you all the way sold, or does he have more to do? And that's brought to you by Canon Megatank Printers.
Holiday time, holiday decorations. Print like a pro. The Canon Megatank printer prints up to 6,000 black pages and 7,700 color pages. Now that's a lot of decorations. Visit Amazon or canon.us/megatank.
All right, it's got to be very nice for the Golden State Warriors back at their new home, the Chase Center, after coming off the road. And for them, how nice is it to come back to a brand new arena on the waterfront, 18,000, so spacious, and it's an arena that costs $1.5 billion. Now, that might be a little bit out of your price range or mine, but if you're looking for a new home, you've got to go to Realtor.com. It's your best friend when it comes to home buying. Realtor.com has the most accurate and latest listings, and they're updated every 15 minutes. You want a two-bedroom, a three-bedroom? How about some outdoor space or a parking garage? Well, Realtor.com has customizable searches and even has alerts to let you know when a home fits your criteria. So download the Realtor.com app, which has a really cool feature, the commute time filter, which lets you calculate your drive time to and from any destination.
Wow.
For example, Draymond Green can find out how long it's going to be from his house to Chase on the night of a game. That's not about finding the perfect home. It's about finding the home that's perfect for you. Realtor.com, the home of home search.
At the Happy Honda Days sales event, you can unwrap incredible deals that'll make you...
Oh my gosh.
You know, the kind of gift that makes you...
No way.
Yep, that's basically Happy Honda Days in a chestnut shell.
Get a great deal on a 2019 Accord from KBB.com's best overall brand for 2019 with 1.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers.
Visit your Northern California Honda dealers today for incredible deals on every 2019 Honda vehicle.
See dealer for financing details. Excludes hybrid models based on 2019 brand image awards from Kelley Blue Book. Visit KBB.com for more information.
Fremont Bank. We're the bank you've been looking for because we share the same values as you. Yeah, you, the person who doesn't agree with their current bank's values but stays with their current bank because it's convenient. We know who you are, and guess what? We have everything you're looking for, probably more. So no more excuses. Come experience a community bank that'll value you above everything else. Fremont Bank. Learn more at fremontbank.com.
Chestnuts roasting on an open chemical process of combustion. Jack Frost nipping at your proboscis.
Tis the season for science is now open at the California Academy of Sciences with live reindeer, falling snow flurries, and more. Buy ahead and save up to $7 per ticket at calacademy.org. We wish you a merry holiday.
And a happy new hunt for the earth to revolve around the sun.
Whether you're a casual golfer or an avid golfer, let the Golf Mart help you fill your wish list with the season's best deals in golf. Featuring special holiday offers from Callaway. Save $10 on Callaway Chrome Soft and Chrome Soft X golf balls, now $34.99 a dozen. And the new Callaway Jaws MD5 wedge for only $159.99. And while you're there, register to win free golf balls for a year. The Golf Mart offers an exclusive 90-day satisfaction guarantee. The Golf Mart, helping golfers' holiday dreams come true since 1984.
Complete your dream outdoor kitchen with a grill from Heston. Come see the Heston Living Suites on display at Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill, a Heston dealer for both indoor and outdoor. Each and every Heston grill is built from the ground up in California, and the pride and precision that goes into each grill truly puts the Heston product in a league of its own. And now save up to $750 at the Heston Grilling Rebate Event at Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill and at friedmansappliance.com.
When it comes to health coverage, it helps to have someone in your corner. That's why there's Covered California. We're a free service that offers support and resources to help more Californians get quality, affordable health coverage. How do we do that? By carefully selecting private health insurance companies to offer you the best combination of quality, rates, and benefits. And Covered California is the only place you can get financial help to make coverage more affordable. New this year, almost a million people could get additional financial help to lower the cost of their plan. That means more money for those already receiving assistance and new help for those who may not have qualified in the past. Many people will see lower costs, so don't wait. Check and see how much you could save. It only takes 5 minutes. Have questions or want to enroll? Visit coveredca.com, call us, or meet with an expert in your area. Covered California. It's life care. To be covered by January 1st, enroll by December 15th.
It's Just Lunch presents a New Year's dating fantasy.
I've heard that you don't have a date to share New Year's good cheer. I'm handsome and my dancing's great. Your alpha male is here. I'm trim and buff, I'm lean and mean. I listen, fawn and fuss. My smile shines bright, I'm squeaky clean, there's no more me, just us.
Yeah, like that's gonna happen.
Warm up your holidays with It's Just Lunch. No internet profiles or awkward video interviews. The dating experts at It's Just Lunch get to know you personally so they can match you with someone you'll actually have something in common with. Then they make all the arrangements for a great lunch date or drinks after work. Happy New Year from It's Just Lunch. Real people, real dates.
Visit itsjustlunchsanfrancisco.com today. It's Just Lunch. Connection awaits with guaranteed dates.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
All guests of 95.7 The Game appear via the Dialpad guest line. See why over 60,000 businesses trust Dialpad to bring their phone system into the 21st century at dialpad.com.
Hear Warriors head coach Steve Kerr with Damon Radowankowski at 5. Now back to Fonte, Steiny, and Guru.
Hey, do you think we judge Garoppolo any differently than other cities judge their own quarterback? And here's why. Here's what I'm getting at here. Let me just play a couple things here. Guru, good news or bad news? What do you want first?
Always take the bad.
Okay. This is what Stephen A. Smith had to say about Jimmy Garoppolo. This was yesterday.
349 yards passing. It was very, very impressive.
Four TDs,
no doubt about it. He had an exceptional afternoon. Does that mean I'm supposed to stop here, stop the presses, and act like he's the second coming to Joe Montana or Steve Young? Could you do it come postseason time? We'll see. All of this stuff, all of this anointing of Jimmy G, I'm going to hold off on that. He had a damn good afternoon. Oh, by the way, he's had a damn good season. I mean, completing nearly 70% of his passes, 25 touchdowns, the 11 interceptions. Everybody want to ignore that, but that's fine. That's fine. QBR has been very, you know, what is it, quarterback rate of 110 or better over the last 7 to 8 weeks. I get all that. But again, you showed up last night, or yesterday afternoon rather, and showed out. I got issues with that New Orleans Saints defense, which we'll get into a little bit later on in the show. I'm going to give Jimmy G his props. But if anybody thinks for 1 second that that means, yo, Stephen A., it's time to ordain Jimmy G, hell no. I am not doing it. Yeah. Excuse me. Listen, your defense is elite, even though it wasn't yesterday. Your running game is elite. The play calling on Kyle Shanahan is special. Kittle is a baller. Him or Travis Kelce, I'm just trying to say. Yeah. All right. Listen, Debo Samuel, I really like this. This brother can play.
South Carolina,
you got some players around you. Jimmy G ain't losing games. He was exceptional and really, really showed out yesterday.
No, he really did.
But I'm not giving up. Yesterday was not.
No. All right, that's Stephen A. Smith. Now, juxtapose that with Sean Salisbury on with Damon Radokolsky yesterday.
This is the best quarterback they've had since Steve Young, period. And that may not be saying much in between, but I'm just telling you, this is the next guy in line. And I'm not putting him in Joe and Steve's category, but they got him for this reason, to be this guy yesterday. And that's exactly what he did.
See, I think that is saying something. When you're acknowledging that you think he's better than Kaepernick and Garcia.
Just dismiss Kaepernick and Garcia like they were chumps. I love Sean. We have him on here all the time. Sean's a very intelligent guy. But to dismiss what Garcia did out here, to dismiss what Kaepernick did out here.
They didn't even exist.
They didn't win playoff games. Like, they didn't make Pro Bowls. Like, they didn't throw for, you know, Garcia threw for over 4,000. Like, kidding me? Like, come on, man. And let's just Can he be Alex Smith? Yeah. Can he be better than Alex Smith?
I think he's on the diamond lane. That's the fast track towards Alex. But I'm going to say this, and let's put the right on the table, and I'm going to keep it real. Jimmy's looks, the whole thing, play a part in the hates, Donnie. You can tell me I'm playing or, oh, guru, that's fun. There's no doubt his looks, the contract coming early, the five games, people are hating on him.
Kaepernick had looks. Right. He sold a lot of jerseys. Women love Kaepernick.
Tom Brady ain't exactly a schnauzer.
They love his muscles, not the females. Yeah, well. The ladies love Cap.
Cap had a nose.
Aaron Rodgers
like,
ain't a German Shepherd.
He got a big butt.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Like,
I mean, Russell Wilson?
Oh, yeah.
That's a good-looking guy.
He got a big butt.
Keep going. Quarterbacks tend to be attractive.
But none of them have their track record of getting paid early. And there's some resentment among people in the Jimmy G camp.
Well, Kirk Cousins.
You got a big butt.
Yeah, Kirk Cousins. You like that?
You like that?
Let's go to Bobby. Cousins. Bobby's in Los Altos. What's going on, Bobby? How you doing, man?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. First, may I say I had the privilege of calling in twice last week, and I said, don't sleep on the Rams.
Mm-hmm.
I prefaced it with liquidate all assets, but I did not. So I'm very happy to see that. And I want to say that the Seahawks are mentally defeated. They are done. Week 17 will be a win for the Niners. But on to the point of what you just played. As much as I hate Stephen A. Smith, I will agree with him in this sense. I have an irrational hatred for Jimmy G. And last week, he played a great game, and he's obviously been a great leader for the team. But the fact that he got credit for a game-winning drive on a three-yard out pass when it was all about the yak and the riddle that is George Kittle that no one can solve, and he's going to get credit for a game-winning drive, it makes me crazy.
What about his performance, though? Four touchdowns.
Did the hatred of him come immediately, or has it come since he's been acquired?
Oh, I mean, come on. I didn't even know who he was, quite frankly.
No, I mean, so it's really you can't stand overpraising Jimmy Garoppolo.
Again, I will. As I said, it is an irrational hatred. I think he's Mr. Happy Feet. And I was very upset that he would almost get credit for a game-winning drive against that Seattle team. When, that kicker that got signed 2 days before, he made the game-tying field goal.
Right.
And I was like, Jimmy G's going to get credit for this somehow, and it makes me crazy. But may I add a couple points? I didn't get to call in yesterday, so I do apologize if I'm going to repeat some points here. But on Friday, during that love fest that you guys had, people were calling in saying that Drew Brees is lunch meat. They're going to take
it. Yeah.
I believe the Niners had zero sacks.
Yep.
And then, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure this was brought up, but there's two-point conversions that were unsuccessful, and that's really the reason why the Niners won that game. And then finally, I said this before, but I really feel bad for that guy, Tim Ryan, because I presume he did not get to announce that game last week or 2 days ago.
Correct.
And it's unfortunate because it was the most, what are you going to say? The most iconic game of the season. And it'll go down in history as one of the great plays of all time. So it is unfortunate that his voice won't be associated with the play-by-play for that. Anyway, I really appreciate you guys. When I wake up in the morning, honestly, you're one of the people I think about. And just I smile when I think about the opportunity I'm going to have to listen to you guys. So thank you for, making everyone's day brighter.
Thanks, Bobby. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bobby. And you have been brought to you by the Dow Podcast Line. Dial Pad helps you make smarter calls. Not the dissector. By the way, he's right, though. A lot of people caught it Friday. They were predicting blowouts against the Saints, and I couldn't believe it. Remember Saturday? I was like, what am I missing here?
I had Niners because I said Drew was done.
Right, but people had the Niners by two touchdowns. Like it was nothing.
It just goes to show you, I mean, the number one thing was the 49ers have struggled a little with running quarterbacks, but they've dominated stationary ones. They're going to get the Breeze.
Stationary.
And they didn't. They just didn't.
Yep. At all.
So there might be something there down the line that may pop up again. But, Garoppolo was really, really good, obviously.
Yep. Feels great, baby.
Let's go to Let's go to James. James is in New York. What's up, James? How you doing, man?
What's going on, fellas?
Hey.
Second time caller. Hey, Guru,
nice.
I wish I was, last time I called, you said I was from around the corner. I wish with the weather we're having that I was around the corner, but I'm actually from New York.
Yeah, you know what, though? Hey, James, it's cloudy. Oh, it's cloudy here today.
Yeah, it's been ugly.
Ouch.
Listen, I'll take it's snowing a little bit right now. Fellas.
Oh,
I don't care about
keep that snow.
I hate snow.
At least got a little warm weather. But I'll get to my point. Think people forget Brian Hoyer, Blaine Gabbert, Alex Smith when he went and throw past 20 yards.
Mm.
These are the quarterbacks we've had over the years. Is Jimmy better than Cap? Let's say I'd probably take Jimmy in the playoffs because in the playoffs the defense is going to get tougher. You're not going to have your first read. And as much as I hate to talk against Cap because I love him, he was a one-read quarterback. And that's not going to get us anywhere in the playoffs. You know, I mean, he did it that one year, but we did that off of defense. Jimmy G is showing us. But he's played, like, what, 20 games for us?
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't let us down pretty much. Remember, Brian Hoyer started out the year with the same guys that Jimmy ripped off five in a row with. The same dudes. He just came to the team mid-season.
Right.
Let's give him his props. He's not we can't put him up there and say he's one of the best because his career is still growing. But every time he reaches a goal, we move the bar. Last week it was, if he beats a Hall of Fame-type quarterback, he's going to get respect. Now this week we're saying, oh, no, it's something else. He got to win a playoff game. Yeah, that's true, but last week it was, if he beat Drew Brees, and he beat Drew Brees, it would be respect, but that's not what it is.
Hey,
thanks, guys.
Hey, James, James,
guys.
James,
listen,
James.
You all the way in New York.
James,
yep.
Where in New York are you?
Well, I'm in Yonkers.
Okay.
Whoa.
So,
Yonkers.
So, my wife just got back from New York City. She's originally from Jersey.
For sure.
She came back and just basically hit me over the head with a brick when she said, what'd you think about maybe retiring in New York City?
What?
And I was like, you're kidding, right? And she was like, well, you know, you get a little older and you just walk out in the street and walk everywhere, transit. Come on. I don't want to do that, right, James?
That New York is a summer vacation place.
Yeah,
so we call them snowbirds. People go to Florida for the winter in New York because it's so bad out here.
Yeah,
and the rats.
Hey, there,
they got big rats
to visit. Oh, we got rats that take pizza. Remember that?
That's true.
Oh,
what
that's
was that
true.
Noise?
Oh,
you guys still
what
treat? Are you guys still treating tourists like dirt?
I think we're getting better with it. It's really the stop and frisk. Now that the stop and frisk has calmed down. I think, tourism is up, and I think the crime has, subsided a little bit. Hey, the weather's terrible in the wintertime, so nobody's out doing anything. It's probably the best and the cheapest time to visit New York if you want to see snowfall. Like, I come to California often, and I have family out in L.A., so, all my cousins who've never seen snow, they're like, oh, man, I want to come and see snow.
Yeah. They'll want to see it for about 2 minutes.
Snow for the sun.
Hey, James, thank you so much for calling. Thank you so much for listening back east. Appreciate it, man.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
You would get in fights in New York. You want to stay right here. You would.
First of all, I'm from back east.
You know it, baby.
I've never
they're
been in a fight
like
in my
you
life.
Are. I've seen
never
you.
Been
oh,
in a fight
they're
in my New York Steinmetz.
They're fake tough.
I'm from Pennsylvania.
I've been
in
New York a few
tough.
Times. You didn't
they're
say that while he was on the
come
phone.
Come on, man. No, he's a good guy. James in Yonkers. He sounds like a good dude. But don't fall into that stereotype that New Yorkers are edgy and they're rude and this and that.
Oh, they are
come
rude,
on, man. Those are cakewalks.
No, they're rude. Hey,
dude, out here in San Francisco, man, you think Chipper
please
not dead here? Please,
let's go to Joe. Joe's in Alameda. What's going on, Joe? He's got a message for the haters.
What's up, guys?
Hey,
I gotta address the hate, guys. I mean, I'm actually on the I-5 heading to driving the family back home from Disneyland. And it was amazing actually out here to see all the Niner fans wearing their stuff and saying go Niners as we
Niner gang.
But Niner gang for sure. But to pass on and get on to, like what the last caller said, I mean, we keep raising the bar for Jimmy. And I understand being a lifelong Niner fan from 86, as from the time I was born back in 86 to now, that it's always been a standard with us because we've always had a great quarterback play. But in reality, when you look at the scope of the league, we are spoiled. We're spoiled brats. But we cannot continue to down Jimmy for only winning games.
Bang, bang, Niner gang.
The law. It, So we weren't throwing Joe under the bus when he was throwing 5-10 yard slants to Jerry, and Jerry was taking him to the house all the time, or John Taylor. So why do the same thing with Jimmy? Jimmy's getting the ball out quick. We're running the West Coast offense to the T. I mean, isn't that what Bill Walsh wanted anyway, man? Just keep matriculating the ball down the field, right? So he is executing the game plan, and it is just awesome to make it through this season. I mean, I had my mouth shut zip tight during the first few games because I didn't want to jinx. I didn't want to have a part in any jinxing this team. But now we see that it's real and it's awesome, and you guys have been killing it. And, Steiny, I got to give you your credit, man. E-40 has made that song. Probably based off of when you guys were going crazy off the Bang Bang Niner Gang about a week or
he's smiling.
I'll tell you what.
Look, he's smiling.
Thanks, Joe.
So I got to give you your credit, Steiny.
I'll tell you what. I'm about to take credit for it.
Oh, my God.
You know what? All right, I was going to tell a little story, but
I don't know. But
you already told
Hunt
about your retirement.
Go ahead, Steiny.
Right, so back in the days when I used to play pickup basketball, I used to play with these guys all the time, and they would call me D1, Division I.
Okay.
And I would always say, guys, I did not play Division I. I played Division III.
Wow.
All right? I'm under no illusions. All right? Division III. Stop calling me. Call me D3. That's fine. But you know what? After a while, I said, let him call me D1. You know what? That's mine, Bang Bang Niner Gang. Pretty soon, it's going to be all mine.
All you need is a shirt.
No, I would never wear a shirt that says that.
ETs are real, man.
Wow. You know, we always talk about wearing shirts and stuff like that.
Like the worst shirt I got on today.
Yeah, see, that's the one thing I do not do. I do not wear local teams' shirts.
Last week you had Philly and Toronto.
Right, and we're in the Bay Area. Okay, so that would mean I wouldn't wear 49ers, Warriors,
not exactly
Raiders.
Oakland, California, goo.
Yeah, exactly. Let's go to Art. Art is in Oakland. What's going on?
Is he going to get away with that?
I knew that.
Wow.
We can revisit.
DTs, man.
How you doing, Art?
Jesus, I feel it.
I'm doing great, thank you. I loved when Garoppolo came into the league and that he took the same cast of characters that lost a whole ton of games and they became supercharged and won their games. And as the games got more difficult, he thought he couldn't continue. He did it. Then this season, I wasn't bought all the way into him until he improved one failing that nobody's really talked about. He tended to throw to the back shoulder or behind his guys going east and west, going across the field. He could throw downfield, but he wasn't leading them so that they had to break stride to catch the ball or make a great catch to grab it. Then he got better. I thought, oh, my God, they ought to take it to Keat shooting school, where you have to learn how to lead the target and shoot in front of it so that the ball gets there about the same time.
Hey,
so I saw him improve it, and now guys don't have to break stride. They can catch that ball and just take off with it.
Art, have you ever shot skeet?
I've never shot skeets, either the clay ones or the mythical bird.
I mean,
either.
Basically a skeet's about the size of a frisbee, is that correct? Or bigger?
Yeah, they're small.
Yeah, see, I don't think people hit them as much as you think.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying?
And that's the point. That is the point. Watch Garoppolo. He's hitting his skeets. He's hitting his guys so they're reaching out, grabbing the ball away from the defender's hands and able to not break stride and keep on going. I played football through the age of 42 as a wide receiver and as a quarterback and know that catching a guy whose ball either rises or is behind you just makes you have to stop.
Yeah.
Make difficult catches all the time. And to watch Jimmy learn this, he's got tons of headroom.
Thanks, Art. Appreciate the call. I thought when Garoppolo got here, guys, he was pretty accurate on the short throws, like the stuff over the middle. Don't remember him having a trouble in the flat area.
Right.
But I think he's I think he's overall on a scale of 1 to 10. I think he's at least 7 with accuracy.
I mean, the accuracy is on point. He gives his chance. His receivers a chance to run after the catch.
Ball hung up a little bit, not nitpicking.
All right, so the deep ball wasn't perfect.
It worked, though.
Okay, the deep ball wasn't perfect, but that's not what Shanahan's offense is all about. It's about scheming guys open down the field. So he took a shot with Sanders one-on-one. I'm not mad at it. It was a touchdown. But from the line of scrimmage to 20 yards down the field, in the middle of the field, hash marks.
Money.
Garoppolo's money, man.
All right, so a skeet apparently is smaller than a frisbee. It's smaller than a frisbee. It's like a, let's say, like a pancake.
Right.
So
Bisquick.
So they shoot this skeet out into the sky, and guys take a gun and then they shoot at the skeet. There's no way they're hitting that. Clay Pigeon.
Yeah.
There's no way they're hitting it all the time. 25 out of 25?
People got eyes.
Your dad is a national champion.
Wow.
Wow.
Is that Pappas?
Wait, Pappas? Yes, sir. Triple A Pappas?
I got to see that. Come on.
You gotta
are you serious?
Swear to God. My dad hasn't shot for a few years, but I'll take a picture when I go home and I will send it to you guys in the thread.
He's a national champ.
You don't have to send it.
He's
I believe
national
him.
Champ. If you want to win a trophy, you got to go like each round is 25 shots and it's 5 shots at 5 different stations.
Where did they hold the national championships at?
It was Texas.
You got to be in a different tax bracket to even skeet. You know what I mean? Skeeting out here.
Yeah,
you wouldn't know.
You could catapult a cow, and I wouldn't go 10 for 20.
It's hard.
It's
I've never skeeted in my life.
25 of 25?
Well, yeah, it's like you do 100 shots, but it's 25 in a round. And if you
want to
win,
so you can
you
go boom, 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 boom with a few.
No. You take turns. It's one shot each. So there's 5 people. One person shoots, then the next, and the next, and you go around.
Right.
And then you go to 5 different stations, and
they probably
you have to hit
Wanda
like 98,
Creek.
99, or 100 out of 100 if you want to win.
You got to be in the uppity.
Sounds like Pleasanton
San Ramon.
You know, Livermore.
Are they using one of those guns that
he
shoots a million different things out? You know,
just go to Martinez Gun Club.
Martinez Gun Club?
Yeah. Yeah. Every Wednesday night they do night shooting and they make dinner and music.
They're
it's
not
cool.
going.
That sounds
Stein
safe.
Yeah, I know. It's
Where else do they skeet?
Happened.
Like in a country?
No, there's some things I talk about doing that I may.
Do they skeet in Reading, Pennsylvania? Is it popular out there?
I mean, I'm familiar with it.
Probably pheasant hunt.
It's IDK. I don't know.
It's a country thing. Nothing wrong with the country.
I mean, I'll be honest. I've thought about it must be nice I wouldn't mind shooting at a gun range.
Like your boy's a nice Darrell Eastwood 30-06 Remington shotgun.
All right. One of the
Jackson's Arms, South City, shout out. I got to go see y'all.
DJ Jones.
Our guy.
I got a text from his agent. And he's working out right now. He says he wants to do the interview, but he's in the training room right now. So right. we're gonna keep abreast of what DJ Jones is doing. And
is he familiar with skeeting? Like, do you think he goes out there?
We can ask him. Just like
South Carolina,
you know, just like we asked Michael
Irvin
if he's ever been there.
Rescheduling?
No, he's working out. He's becoming a better player.
Right? He's getting treatment.
Okay.
All right, we got as your boy. Pete Franklin used to say, phone lines are jamming up here at 95.7 The
you
Game.
You know what the kids say, Starnie? They say lit. The phone lines are lit right
That's
now.
That's nice.
You like that?
Don't they even say lit AF?
Lit AF.
Yeah.
Some people say lit AF.
Fine, stay lit AF. You find somebody that's more with it than me, you'll be looking long and hard for a long time. All right, we come back. We're going to get to these calls, talk a little more Jimmy G, and it'll be brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises. Basically, a skeet's about the size of a frisbee. Is that correct?
Listen to Damon Ratto and Kolsky weekdays from 2 to 6.
What did you say? No! You don't get to play that game anymore. That game's too stupid for afternoon drive. You go play that in another day part. We ain't playing who were you playing the it doesn't matter. They got skinned alive.
This is the Bay Area's number one sports station, 95.7. The Game.
Hey everybody, Dan Dibley here. Guys, do you struggle every holiday season figuring out what to get for your wife or girlfriend? Well, save yourself the headache this year. How, you ask? Well, give her the next best thing to wearing nothing at all with soft, silky nudies sleepwear available exclusively at Pajamagram. These nudies pajamas feel just like her own bare skin, which she will love, and spoiler alert, you'll love it too. every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. That is the icing on the cake because it means you don't have to wrap a thing. They're also backed by a 100% lifetime guarantee, so you risk nothing. And delivery by Christmas is guaranteed. So get her something special she'll really love and take care of the hardest person to shop for on your holiday list today. Here's all you have to do. Go to Pajamagram.com right now. Go to Pajamagram.com. See the great selection. Pajamagram.com. And tell them Dib sent you.
The following is a paid commercial announcement.
I'm attorney Darren Cavanocchi from 1-800-NO-CUFFS. For years, I've been advising you to just shut up. But some of you are still getting arrested. So here's some 1-800-NO-CUFFS just shut up tips. If you're ever asked, had anything to drink tonight? Or am I going to find anything illegal in here? Or even, is that what I think it is? Please, just shut up. The time to speak up is when it's time to call your lawyer at 1-800-NO-CUFFS. Since no one looks good in handcuffs, unless you're into that sort of thing. 1-800-NO-CUFFS.
Janitors, psychologists, security guards, nurses, housekeepers, pharmacists, educators, administrators, physicians, patient advocates, quality improvement coordinators. At Kaiser Permanente, the heart of the operation isn't an operation at all. Together, over 200,000 essential medical and non-medical professionals make it possible for all of us to live long and thrive.
Looking around your business, I see tablets, laptops, the printer, smartphones. They're all connected to the internet?
They're all connected. We're very digital friendly.
Can your network handle all those devices?
Sometimes.
Comcast Business runs on the nation's largest gig speed network, so you can get the bandwidth your business needs to power all your connected devices at the same time.
That would be so productive.
It's time to take your business beyond with a powerful network for all your devices. Right now, get 35 megabit internet and one voice line for $64.90 per month for 2 years. Looking for internet that can boost your productivity? Or powerful Wi-Fi that anticipates what your customers want? Don't miss out on this amazing deal. Call 1-800-501-6000 today to get the speed your business needs. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 12/29/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Equipment taxes and fees extra. Subject to change.
You don't want to miss a single moment of the Dubs action this season. But you're not sweating it because you live in a multimedia marvel with HD 3D holographic touchscreen displays with digital surround sound in every room, even the shower. Right? Wrong. Because that's not real. But you're real, so you need a real place to live. And with Realtor.com, you can find a real home that's perfect for a really dedicated Warriors fan like you. Let's find homes for the real of us. Realtor.com, the home of home search. Proud partner of the Golden State Warriors.
Atlanta, the 1996 Games. Richard Jewell discovers a suspicious bag.
I don't know how long it's been there.
The bomb explodes.
You set that bomb!
Richard, we want to...
They want to fry you.
Critics are calling Richard Jewell gripping and heartbreaking.
My son is innocent.
Clint Eastwood's best film in over a decade and winner of the AFI and National Board of Review Awards for one of the year's best films.
You ready to start fighting back?
Yeah. Richard Jewell, a Clint Eastwood film. Rated R. No one under 17 admitted without parent. Only in theaters Friday.
Your dream holiday kitchen awaits at Friedman's Appliance with their amazing selection of Viking appliances. Make a qualified Viking purchase and get a free product with a value over $1,500 and 5% cash back. Visit Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill or at friedmansappliance.com.
Hey there, homeowners. Have you had that annoying experience of low water pressure in your shower where you hardly had enough pressure to wash the shampoo out of your hair? You know, the same shower that you have to yell, "Don't flush the toilet! I'm in the shower!" It's time to get rid of those old, rusty, corroded pipes and get brand new PEX or copper pipes. Repipe Specialist does repiping unlike anyone else. It's all they do. They've been giving customers great water pressure, clean, clear water, and a pipe leak-free home for over 25 years, serving over 40,000 customers, all in just 1 to 2 days at half the cost of a plumber with a lifetime guarantee. Everyone deserves great water pressure, a leak-free home, and clean, clear water. Call us today for your free in-home estimate, customized for your home. We'll even take 20% off our already low price when you call. Call us today. Repipe Specialists. Call 800-217-1636. 800-217-1636. That's 800-217-1636.
So are you the type of guy that wants to look put together but doesn't want to spend hours shopping? I hear you.
This is why there's Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple and convenient. Sign up in just a few minutes. Try new styles in the comfort of your own home, and there's no subscription required ever. So, isn't it time to refresh your look? Get started today at StitchFix.com. Stitch Fix, personal styling for everybody.
For people with heart disease, asthma, and cancer, the flu can hit hard. If you're not feeling well, take your temperature frequently with the Exergen Temporal Scanner.
From Pleasanton to San Pablo to Sunnyvale, this is KGMZ-FM and HD1 San Francisco, 95.7 The Game.
Here, Warriors head coach Steve Kerr with Damon Radowankowski at 5. Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru.
All right. Speaking of Steve Kerr, Warriors missed an opportunity to win back-to-back games last night for the first time this season.
Damn.
Lost to the Memphis Grizzlies. Hey, we got Robin on the line. Robin in San Francisco wants to talk a little about Jimmy G and Stephen A. What's up, Robin?
Hey, what it do, you guys? So, listen, real quick, I want 3 points if I can get them out. The first is to that guy who called in talking about the conversions is what lost. You know, I'm always at loss when people bring up insignificant stuff. That's part of the game. So what? He called for 2 points. They missed it. Same way if guy had missed the field goals, then that would be a reason. I mean, what's the point in that? Second thing is, yeah, quarterbacks are cute, but not all of them have that flirtatious smile and swag like Jimmy. Russell looks like Jimmy Mathis and Jimmy Butler and Lamar Jackson look alike. So Jimmy makes you want to be a Cougar. Third thing is, makes me want to be a Cougar. Third thing is, even though I hate to agree with Stephen A. Smith somewhat, I do think that we are prisoners of the moment, and that when it comes to Jimmy G, he had a great game, but it reminds me of that saying, consistency is the truest measure of performance. And so almost anyone can have a great day or even a good year, but true success is the ability to perform day in and day out, year after year, under all kinds of conditions. Inconsistency will win some of the time, but consistency will win most of the time. And that's all I have for you guys. Be good to one another.
Thanks, Robin. Appreciate it.
Wow. You've been asking for Robin, Bonte.
Did she say what I think she said?
A cougar.
Jimmy G makes me want to be a cougar.
Absolutely. That's what she said.
Feels great, baby.
Wow.
That's hard hitting.
I'd have a chance.
Right,
he's single.
Man. Huh? Tell us how you really feel, Robin.
Let's go.
Tell us how you really feel.
By the way, getting a lot of information coming in on skeet shooting and clay pigeons. And here's the rub. When the gun fires, it sprays. It sprays. I don't know if they're bullets at that point or they're shrapnel. So they spray. It's like when Dick Cheney shot that guy.
Oh, wow.
It's that kind of stuff. So, well, no wonder. Yeah. Jonathan, San Francisco. What's going on, Jonathan?
Hey, fellas. You know, hey. Jimmy Garoppolo, he's better than Alex Smith. He's better than Tony Romo, because I've heard also, you know, he's kind of like the Tony Romo. He's better than him, man. Tony Romo folds under pressure. Jimmy Garoppolo might turn over the ball, but he gets up, he's scrappy, and he fights, and he's a winner. He's good, man. He's going to be enough to win it all if the team around him is good enough to win it all, like what we have now. We have this window. I won't be surprised if he gets, you know, if they are able to go all the way with him. Because look at him, man. He could do whatever Kyle Shanahan asked him to do. He could be a gunslinger and win a shootout. He could also hand the ball over if that's what's called for the game. So, hey, system quarterback, whatever, but you know, I'm telling you guys, he's good enough. I trust Jimmy. If this guy wins the Super Bowl, hide your girlfriend, your daughters, and your wife.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Wow.
That's Mimosa Jonathan.
Yeah. That's our guy.
Pellets. It's pellets.
Where are we?
Or BBs. That's what come out of it. It's called Shot, Buckshot, short for Buckshot.
Still, still in girls,
Lucky,
cougars,
in the city. Geez. What's going on, Lucky? How you doing, man?
Hey, what's going on, Stoney? About that guru. How you feeling, brother?
What's you up, got Z-Money? It.
Yes, sir. So I'm happy with Jimmy, man, because Jimmy's been making a step, man, like building a block. He's been building a block each week. The things that people say he can't do, he's done it. Call him a game manager, call him a gunslinger, but the man has been winning since he came over to the San Francisco 49ers. How come he can't get his due? How come the whole team can't get their due nationally? Will we even get our due once we win the Super Bowl?
I mean, it may be that may be what it takes. And you know what? Here's the other thing. If Jimmy Garoppolo leads the 49ers to a Super Bowl win, and in the NFC title game they rush for 190 yards as a team, and then in the Super Bowl they rush for 205, you know what they're going to say?
He's a game
manager. They're still going to say.